Another big thing in the news is ANWR, of course, this week especially. What recourse does the Alaska delegation have when it comes to the Biden administration's actions on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge? And do those actions give you second thoughts about working with the administration on other issues like infrastructure?
Well, when we passed the 2017 Tax and Jobs Act and included in the second title of that bill the provisions that would allow for the opening of ANWR, we were very clear. We were very clear that there would be two sales, that the sales would be of a specific size, that it would be managed under the BLM regulations. We were very, very clear and specific in that language, which then became law. So the fact of the matter is the Biden administration does not like this. They do not support opening up ANWR. But the law says these sales shall move forward. So they have put a pause or a delay as they are seeking additional environmental review, additional NEPA review. Fact of the matter is it was made very clear what the contours, what the requirements of this law were. So I don't see how the administration gets around this law unless they change this law. And so this is not a one and done battle. They may have slowed things at this point in time, but they have not. They've not killed ANWR. They have not killed our opportunities there. We've long fought for this, and we're going to continue to fight for this. Your question as to whether or not it changes my views about working with this administration, I think it's important to keep in mind that because of the very aggressive work behind the scenes that I did, along with the other members of the delegation, to educate the administration about the benefits, the imperative to be moving forward within the National Petroleum Reserve with the Willow Project. Significant for us because these are 2,000 direct jobs that are in place today. This is oil that will be in the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline within the next couple of years. This is real money, real jobs, real opportunity now. They heard us on that, even though it went against their stated objectives, which is to pull back on oil production in this country. So my effort every day is to figure out where I can work with this new administration and when I have to fight this new administration. So it's a challenge, it's a balance, but every day you try to figure it out.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you, Izzy. Thank you.